Hare Krishna, Hare. Oh, Krishna, Krishna. Oh. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihare. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihare. Gopi Jana Balava Giribara Dhare. Gopi Jana Balava Giribara Dhare. Yashodanandana Vrajajana Randana. Yashodanandana Vrajajana Randana. Yamuna Tira Vanachare. Yamuna Tira Vanachare. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihare. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihare. Gopi Jana Balava Giribara Dhare. Gopi Jana Balava Giribara Dhare. Yashodanandana Vrajajana Ranjana. Yashodanandana Vrajajana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachare. Yamuna Tira Vanachare. Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hare. Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. Jai Shrimad Paramahansa Parivrajacharya Tadasya Sumadhas Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki ISKCON's Foundaracharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Sri Sri Radha Radhanath Ki Sri Giri Govardhan Ki Sankirtan Yajna Ki God Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hari Bol. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 24. The Renunciation of Kardama Muni, Text 41. Maitreya Uvacha Evam Samuditas Tena Kapilena Prajapati Dakshini Kritya Tam Prito Vanam Eva Jagama Ha. Maitreya Uvacha Evam Samuditas Tena Kapilena Prajapati Dakshini Krichyatam Prito Vanameva Jagamaha. Maitreya Uvacha. Evam Samuditas Tena. Kapilena Prajapati. dakshane krityatam prito. Vanameva jagamaha. Maitreya uvacha. Evam samuditas tena. Kapilena prajapati. Vanameva jagamaha. Sorry. Dakshini kriyatam prito. Vanameva jagamaha. Vam samuditas tena kabilena prajapati dakshini krityaptam prito vanameva jagamaha. Mataji. Maitreya Uvacha. The great sage Maitreya said, Evam, thus, Samudita, addressed, Tena, by him, Kapilena, by Kapila, Prajapati, the progenitor of human society. Dakshini Kritya, having circumambulated Tam, him, Prita, being pacified, Vanam, to the forest, Eva, indeed, Jagama, he left. Ha, then. Translation. Sri Maitreya said, thus, when Kardama Muni, the progenitor of human society, was spoken to in fullness by his son Kapila, he circumambulated him, and with a good, pacified mind, he at once left for the forest. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Going to the forest is compulsory for everyone. It is not a mental excursion upon which one person goes and another does not. Everyone should go to the forest, at least as a vanaprastha. Forest going means to take 100% shelter of the Supreme Lord, as explained by Prahlad Maharaj in his talks with his father, Sada Samudvigna Diyam, Srimad Bhagavatam 755. People who have accepted a temporary material body are always full of anxieties. One should not, therefore, be very much affected by this material body, but should try to be freed. The preliminary process to become freed is to go to the forest or give up family relationships and exclusively engage in Krishna consciousness. That is the purpose of going to the forest. Yeah. Wait a minute. Sorry, we're just, yeah. People who have accepted a temporary material body are always full of anxieties. One should not therefore be very much affected by this material body, but should try to be freed. The preliminary process to become freed is to go to the forest or give up family relationships and exclusively engage in Krishna consciousness. That is the purpose of going to the forest. Otherwise, the forest is only a place of monkeys and wild animals. To go to the forest does not mean to become a monkey or a ferocious animal. It means to accept exclusively the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and engage oneself in full service. One does not actually have to go to the forest. At the present moment, this is not at all advisable for a man who has spent his life all along in big cities. As explained by Prahlad Maharaj, Hitvatma Patam Grihamanda Kupam, one should not remain always engaged in the responsibilities of family life, because family life without Krishna consciousness is just like a blind well. Alone in a field, if one falls into a blind well and no one is there to save him, he may cry for years and no one will see or hear where the crying is coming from. Death is sure. Similarly, those who are forgetful of their eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord are in the blind well of family life. Their position is very ominous. Prahlad Maharaj advised that one should give up this well somehow or other and take to Krishna consciousness and thus be freed from material entanglement, which is full of anxieties. Maitreya Rivacha, evam samuditastena kapilena prajapati dakshini krityatam prito vanam eva jagamaha. Sri Maitreya said, thus when Kardama Muni, the progenitor of human society, was spoken to in fullness by his son Kapila, he circumambulated him, and with a good pacified mind, he at once left for the forest. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasadaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pastyatyadej Tarne Sri Krishna Chaitanya Pramanityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Vanchakalpataribhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna. Yes, so finally Kardama Muni is actually doing what he's been talking about doing for quite some time. What he's been thinking about doing for probably, it must be a few years, quite a few years. Yes, his ambition was or is to go to the forest, literally, in order to become disentangled from material existence, to whatever degree he may have been entangled, which wasn't much, but anyway, that's his idea, to avoid the entanglement of material life, and there to just simply immerse himself in, basically, in remembrance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's what he wants to do. That's his aim. Because previously, when he was doing his tapasya meditation and so on some years before, his ambition was. I want to live like this. He lived for 10,000 years. I want to continue like this, but briefly, relatively speaking, I have to go through the experience of household life. But when that's done, then yes, I'm going to go back to the forest where he had been before and immerse himself like this. So Srila Prabhupada, it's very instructive, it's very important how Prabhupada presents these things in the purport in relation to ourselves. We are not Kardama Munis. We're not on that level. But still, here we are, trying to practice Krishna consciousness, trying to make some progress and become proper devotees. So at some point, what that point may be, it seems to vary from person to person, but definitely at some point, as Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing here, everyone should go to the forest. Going to the forest is compulsory for everyone. Forest dwellers. Yes. Prabhupada says, at least as a vanaprastha. Yes, at least. Forests. Where would we go? To Lesotho or somewhere? To the park. Then we can drop in for lunch. But anyway, but it's not literally that one should just necessarily, literally go to an actual forest and just live there under the trees. It's not really, as Prabhupada warns, and it's just a very practical warning that at the present moment, to actually have to go to the forest is not at all advisable for a person who has spent their life all along in big cities, because they are not equipped in terms of understanding, maybe physically too, but definitely in terms of understanding, they're not equipped to live in some sort of decent way in the forest. Maybe some of them would be able to adapt, how find materials to build a hut, and then somehow identify what sorts of fruits and roots maybe, and just different growing things are there, which are edible, because if you're not careful, you can eat something which is inedible and it may make you sick, it may kill you. You know, you eat the wrong mushroom and you end up in some sort of bizarre state, or just the wrong berry. It may look nice, but it can kill you. If not kill you, it can make you very sick. Sri Sri Radha Radhanath Sri Giri Govardhan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. It's not easy living on the land. Yeah, even farming as devotees, maybe not so much now, but definitely in Prabhupada's time, and I'm sure in some quarters now, but definitely in Prabhupada's time, there was quite a bit of talk how, yes, we must get farms and move on to the farms and become self-sufficient on the farms in Krishna consciousness. And even Prabhupada made the point that when the materialistic society finally really fails, it's sort of half failing at the moment, I'd say. Half failing. It's something somewhere around half. If it got twice as bad as this, it would actually be quite difficult. It would be quite difficult. So, yes, just the romantic idea of, yes, we will get a farm. We will live on the farm. We will grow everything. We will be self-sufficient. A lot of people, city dwellers, if they actually tried to do like that, they would end up becoming sort of like uncivilized. They would lose their civilization, I mean their culture. A lot of them would. And well, a lot of them would lose a lot of weight, I think, which might be good. But in a certain context where it's not so favorable. And some would probably die, because it's not easy. If there is actually no supermarket or any type of shop to run off to, and you literally have to provide for yourself. Well, you know, even if you got seeds and you're going to grow some things, the seeds take some time to grow. You know, you'll only get the result after maybe 3 months, maybe more than 3 months. What you're going to do? Fast for 3 months? Eat grass for 3 months? Sure. You know, like in Ireland, for whatever reason, the potato became the staple diet. Yeah, for generations and generations, the main thing. They grew a few other things, but at least 90% was potatoes. And then there was the great potato blight. The potatoes got some disease. And, you know, the great majority of the potato crop failed. And so many people died. And it went on for a few years. So, yes. At least for ourselves, going to the forest, as Prabhupada explains here, means to take 100% shelter of the Supreme Lord. Actually here, this is the forest. We are in the forest right now, in that sense. Just an ideal situation where devotees, I mean some number of devotees, can come and live and they don't have to worry about where is food going to come from, water, and the necessities of life. Where are they going to come from? There are systems already in place for that. And so now they can immerse themselves 100% in Krishna consciousness, and at the end of the life, go back to Godhead. This is actually what should be done. Not just should, this is what needs to be done. As Prabhupada says, it is compulsory for everyone. Yeah, and we don't want to just drag on. You know, there's the famous story you may have heard about Narada Muni visiting that man, Krishna. Krishna told Narada Muni, you know, you should go down to Chatsworth. Chats. Durban, South Africa. Gave a particular street address. There is one man. He's just about ready to come back to me. Just about ready. So go down and speak to him and get him to come back. Krishna was feeling a little lonely. So Narada Muni went down and knocked on the door, and sure enough, there was this man. Oh, Narada Muni. He was a devotee. How wonderful to see you. And Narada Muni told him, yes, you know, I've been sent by the Lord. He feels you're ready to come back to Godhead. And the man said, really? That's wonderful. But I just got a couple of things to take care of. You know, I forget all the details, but there's a whole sequence. I've got one son I must get married. And yeah, that's part of it. You know, when he gets married, I'll come. Just come back. You know, he's almost there. He's the right age. Just got to be sorted out. So come back in a couple of years. So Narada Muni came back and told Krishna, and Krishna was disappointed. But Krishna told him, okay, let's not stress about it. You go back in a couple of years. So he went back. There was the man. Oh, Narada Muni, how nice. And so the Narada Muni, he saw in the house, there was a young lady who was associating with the son. And he understood, aha, the marriage has taken place. So he told the man, yes, well, let's go. As we discussed a little while ago, now's the time. And the man said, yes, right, very good. But just let one grandson come. Just let one grandson come. It won't be too long, you know. Oh, all right then. So Narada Muni had to go back. Krishna was disappointed again. And again he came back. And actually, I forget exactly what happened next, but after a while he came back and knocked on the door, and the son came to the door and said, oh, Narada Muni, my father told you about you and going back to Godhead. But you know, unfortunately, my father has died. Yeah. And Narada Muni, by his transcendental vision, detected that the man had died and taken birth as a dog in the same house. And there he was. So Narada Muni called over the dog, who didn't look very, you know, happy to see him. And Narada Muni said, come on, come with me. Let's go. Look at you. You've got the body of a dog. Come on, come with me. And the dog looked at him, you know, like, yeah, very displeased, and said, haven't you got someone else you can go and see? And that's the end of the story, as I heard it. So these things are going on. So, yes. So the purpose of going to the forest, in inverted commas, is to become free, first of all, for householders at least, to become free from the entanglement of family relationships, even amongst devotees. We know Queen Kunti, whose sons were the Pandavas, some of the greatest devotees, eternal associates of the Lord. But in her prayers, Queen Kunti says to Krishna in the 8th chapter of the first canto, "Let my attention flow to you like the waters of the Ganges flows to the ocean, and let my attention be withdrawn from its preoccupation with my family members, who were these great devotees." So even in a situation like that, at least in the later part of life, after 50, the devotee should actually, at least the man and the husband and the wife can go as vanaprastas, as Prabhupada says. And then if the man is going to actually take sannyas as such, he can leave the wife with the mature children who are now householders, and then just take sannyas as Kardama Muni is doing right now. Otherwise, as Prabhupada quotes Prahlad Maharaj, hit vatma patam griham andakupam. Otherwise, before you know, particularly in household life, well, just within this material world, actually, just within this material world, but particularly in household life, it's not difficult at all to get so distracted and preoccupied with the household situation that even as a devotee, you become too preoccupied. And then the household situation becomes effectively, as the verse says, Prahlad Maharaj says, anda kupam. Anda means blind. Anda means blind. Yes, there is a kund in Vrindavan town, not far from the old Madan Mohan temple, just along the side there. I mean, there's the remnants of a kund called Anda Kund. And there Krishna and the gopis blindfolded themselves. So they're effectively blind and had some pastimes. That's, you know, Krishna, Anda Kund. This is different. This is under kupam. Kupam means well. Also in Vrindavan and Vrajmandala, there's a number of famous wells. But this well, under kupam, the blind well of household existence, or just the preoccupation with it and the way of life in general, this is highly undesirable. And Prabhupada gives the example that sometimes someone may be walking somewhere in some remote place and fall into such a thing. And it's an area where people don't come. And if they can't get out, they die. They simply die. A blind well. I remember many years ago when we were, when we had the Cato Ridge farm, two of our devotees went to visit a nearby farm where there was a very friendly farmer who was farming, a dairy farmer. And they, for some reason, they walked out into one of the fields. And they're out in a field, and it's just open, flat ground around for at least 100 meters, or maybe more than 100 meters, 360 degrees around. The two of them are walking out. Suddenly, one of them disappeared in the middle of the field. The other devotee, just in the space of 2 seconds, one a couple of seconds before, there he was. And then looking around, and then he wasn't there. Because there was a sort of like, what would you say, a cattle dip, if you know what that means, where the animals go in, they go right down, and it's full of chemicals for cleaning the animals. And this one was unused, and it was overgrown. Yeah, it was just all green like the ground. And this devotee didn't see it, and just suddenly he went straight in. There are many stories of extraordinary things happening, I tell you. You wouldn't believe it. So in a more serious type of way, sometimes it happens. Sometimes it happens that they find something like that, and down at the bottom is a skeleton. Someone fell in. So household life, particularly materialistic household life, it can be like this. Even it may usually be like this. And someone goes in, they become submerged, and they become lost, completely lost. So death is sure. Similarly, those who are forgetful of their eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord are in the blind well of family life. Their position is very ominous. Quite a choice of word, ominous. Really bad. Yes, so all devotees, having, you know, been through the battle of household life, if one calls it that, and come out on the other side, having survived the whole experience in Krishna consciousness, at least, shall we say, they should do this. They must do this. Prabhupada is expressing himself so strongly. It is compulsory. It's not, as Prabhupada says, it's not a mental excursion upon which one person goes and another does not. Just some sort of, you know, if you like to, you can. If you don't like to, you don't. And just life goes on. The human form of life, we should try to conclude our whole sojourn in material life, in the material world, at the end of this life. This is very specific. Prabhupada gave so many times instructions like that. So many times. And it's real. It's real. So particularly as devotees, householders, are approaching 50 or they're in their 50s, then they should really start positively moving in that direction. Yes. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. For those who are interested, we're going to do an arti right now at this, within 60 seconds, I hope we'll start, to the set of Srimad Bhagavatam of Ravindra Swarup Prabhu. And anyone is